You're listening to SBS News.
In war-torn Syria, keeping up with his children's vaccinations are the least of this father of four's concerns.
Yes, the military operations affected the vaccinations of my elder children. While being displaced, we looked for a shelter for our children rather than vaccines.
Thousands of children are at risk of crippling but preventable diseases, having missed out on vaccinations. Doctors say they are struggling to cope.
Some children who did not receive their vaccines regularly suffered from diseases such as measles and rubella, in addition to some cases of polio.
And that has major global implications, according to Save the Children's CEO Paul Ronalds.
Two-thirds of the world's unimmunised children live in conflict zones, and that's having a really dramatic impact on those children's health, of course, but also on global health security.
Syria's conflict has led to a drop in vaccination rates from 80% to below 50%. A new report by international aid group Save the Children found 79 million people were displaced by armed conflict in 2018, leading to similar reversals in vaccination rates in other parts of the world.
Most recently, we've seen cholera outbreaks in South Sudan, but we've had very, very significant cholera outbreaks in Iraq, in Syria and in Yemen as well.
In 2018, the report also found there were 20 million children worldwide who missed out on a life-saving vaccine. As many as two-thirds of those were living in a country impacted by warfare. And among younger children under the age of one, more than 13 million missed out on vital doses for diphtheria, tetanus and pertussis. There's also concern about how any new COVID-19 vaccine will be distributed to millions living in war-torn areas. The United Nations' call for a global ceasefire during the pandemic has so far gone unheeded. Save the Children say it's vital that Australia and other developed nations step up their efforts to secure that very outcome.
If that doesn't happen, then we know that children will continue to miss out on these life-saving health interventions.
Australia has received praise for increased funding to the World Health Organization's Global Vaccine Action Plan. But aid groups say those efforts won't count for much while global armed conflicts continue. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.